Hello, everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of March 25th through 31st, 2013. Yeah, the season's supposed to be over, but it's not really feeling like it. Though the biggest thing this week was the date the next Grand Prix assignments are to be announced, June 1st. At least according to the tail end of a USFSA press release, just after being reported as a possible location for Skate America, Detroit was confirmed for it Monday, much to the delight of those that train there. In similar news, Japan has put up the website for the 2013 Japan Open to take place October 5th in Saitama, but unfortunately, there is no word of a second medal winner's open. Also announced were the rest of the vital details of the World Team Trophy, including the entire roster. It turns out the leaked Chinese roster, while accurate on the rest of the team, was wrong about the second lady. Kexin Zhang actually is going, and Ziquan Zhao is only listed as an alternate. The Canadian team, the only other one not announced already, is a strong one even without Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer, since it's got Caitlin Weaver and Andrew Poggi in their place. Patrick Chan, Megan Duhamel, and Eric Radford, Caitlin Osmond, and Kevin Reynolds are all there, and the second lady is going to be Gabrielle Dahlman. And once again, we're getting worldwide streaming. The ISU will stream it on their website live, free, and available right now to everyone except those in Japan and Korea whose TV networks brought up the rights, though they reserve the right to block other countries as well if their TV networks get interested. There weren't any really big competitions this week, though there was the first ever ISU Development Trophy for figure skating in Szczecin, Poland, where junior novice skaters and their coaches from 12 countries, mostly European but also Morocco, all spent 4 days attending classes, the skaters learning how to improve their elements and programs and prepare themselves off ice, and the coaches learning the finer points of the scoring system and how to apply them to their coaching. Then Saturday, they all skated their free programs in competition against each other. Of the 13 junior ladies, Latvian Angelina Kowalska proved by far the best, laying 2 triple sal cows and skating a mostly clean program, though she did partially undertake and fall in the triple toe. With 82.35, she won by 20 points over Slovenian Pina Umek, who landed the only other clean triple, a toe in combination with a double. She went for 2 triple sal cows too, but partially undertated both, and had some other errors as well, including a double toe, time violation, and another partial downgrade in her double axel. But Kowalska was the only skater to rotate that, and everyone else who tried it had it fully downgraded, including bronze medalist Emilija Reimane, also from Latvia, who tried no triples but outside the axle had no major errors. There were 4 junior men, including Armenian Slavik Kairapetian, who with 90.14 won by nearly 30 points, when between them the other 3 guys barely had 1 rotated triple toe. He went for the triple axle, one of his 2 full downgrades, plus he fell in it, and he had a partial downgrade too, but he was better on the jumps he rotated. Down in Slovenia at Jesenice, however, tradition ruled at the singles-only Triglav Trophy, with the Russians sweeping all 4 of the senior and junior golds on offer. In fact, the only place it was even somewhat close was in the senior ladies, and even there, Nicole Gosfiani took both segments, and with 156.72 had a 6-point winning margin. She did it well, with a clean short that included a triple toe, and a free that included a triple flip triple toe, if a fall on her solo flip, a doubled sal cow, and a little more trouble on one of her other combos. The Japanese team in Destiny's had some success too, and in second, Miyabi Obo was similar to Gosfiani. Her clean short included a triple loop triple toe, and in the free, she went for double axle triple toe, didn't quite pull it off, and popped her flip, but was otherwise clean. In third, Polina Agafonova was unchallenged, taking another medal for Russia, but had a little more trouble. Her short had a triple sal cow triple toe, but a popped Lutz, and in the free she went for the same triple-triple, but didn't fully rotate it, in between failing to fully rotate her Lutz and failing to even partially rotate her flip at the beginning of her program, but was clean on the easier jumps that filled the rest of it. Artur Gizinski may have gone on challenge for gold in the men's field, but he still struggled in the short, where his quad wasn't clean, his combo was a triple-double, and his last spin didn't count. He did much better in the free, though, where his quad was great, though he later singled a toe. He totaled 210.15. A little less than 30 points back, Absel Rakimgaliev had no trouble taking another silver for Kazakhstan, keeping theirs to a bad combo in the free with a fall and a handful of smaller ones. In third, Daisuke Murakami was a bit messier. His short was okay, but in the free, neither of his axles were clean, 3 of his jumps were partially downgraded, including a loop he fell on, he doubled a toe, and he only had 1 combo. He was lucky fellow Japanese skater Akio Sasaki, the only guy who could have challenged him, had a fall in the short and 3 in the free, as well as 2 partial downgrades and a double. Elena Radianova dominated the junior ladies' field, winning by over 20 points. In the junior men, the field was without the intended stronger guy, Alexander Samarin, who failed to get there in time when his flight was delayed, but it was still a Russian blowout, as their other guy, Alexander Petrov, won by nearly 40 points. There was also an internal Chinese competition, the Chinese National Cup in Qingdao, where Han Yan competed for the money and won, though his combo in the short was a rough triple-double, and though his long was great after the triple axle, quad, triple, and solo quad, none of those were clean, and the last was way under-rotated and had a nasty fall. The quad was clean in the short, though, and he totaled 228.95. Jinling Guan was second in the short, with a clean, a triple-axle-less program. Then in the free, he went to the triple-axle, partially under-rotated and fell in it, had had some smaller errors on two more of his combos and was fourth in the segment and dropped to third behind Yi Wang, who, lacking the triple axel throughout, had been fourth after the short where a fall in the quad wasn't even his only problem. But he landed it in a Ryu that was great outside his flexes, and the solo one wasn't that bad, though the one that was supposed to be in combination, he partially under-rotated and fell on it. When Bojang had been third after the short where he landed the triple axel and rotated the quad triple but fell on it, but in the free he fell on the axel and lutz, didn't fall on the quad, but it still wasn't good, and he had other smaller issues besides, which was just enough to slip him down to fifth behind Boyang Jin, who'd been sixth after the short where he'd fallen on a way under-rotated quad and his axel hadn't been fully rotated either, but he rebounded with a third place free, where he still opened by partially under-rotating one quad and falling on the other, but then landed the axel and everything else after it. Kex and John won the ladies, but not without trouble. In the short, she landed the triple toe, only to double her lutz and come in behind Jikan Zhao, but it was only a smidgen, since Zhao herself partially under-rotated the triple toe, and the free, Zhang pulled off that combo again, popped a lip and had two partial downgrades, but neither were on triples, and she squeaked out of Zhao, who didn't try the triple-triple while having smaller lip troubles and doubling a Sal Cow, to pull out the win 149.68 to 148.85. A somewhat distant third was Yang Ning Li, who tried no jump harder than a Sal Cow, but was clean in both programs. On the other hand, with a total of 164.69, Zhao Yayu and Yang Jin were unchallenged in the pairs, helped by two programs not far off clean, though their toes weren't quite in the short, and while those weren't the problem in the free, there they had a partial downgrade in their axle sequence. Zhu Han and Lei Wang took silver, with clean toes but a fall in the throw loop in the short, and a free, where they went for a combo with triple toes and solo triple Sal Cows, but fumbled both badly, and their throw loop wasn't clean there either, which might have been why they weren't too far ahead of third place, Wentin Wang and Yan Zhang. They especially tailed the Wangs in the short, where they went more or less clean with a throw flip, which they landed in the free as well, where they also pulled off the quad twist, but also there, going for a combo with triple Sal Cows and solo axles, they rotated neither, saw the Sal Cows fully downgraded, and like the Wangs, failed to do the combo second jump. With a total of 117.64, Zhao Yangyu and Chen Wang likewise won the ice dance comfortably enough, if only on presentation scores, though the highest tech scores on both segments were earned by silver medalist Xiyu Wang and Xinyu Lu. Yue Zhao and Chang Lu were third on the strength of their short dance, though in the free dance they had twizzle issues and were beaten in the segment by Hong Chen and Yang Zhao, but Chen and Zhao had been fifth after the short, thanks mostly to a weak level spread, and could only get up to fourth. More anticipated, of course, is next week's Gardena Trophy in Italy. Especially since a week after getting added to the roster, Adam Rippon increased the anticipation by announcing he's debuting a new free program. It's choreographed by Tom Dixon, and the music is Afternoon of a Fawn, one who hopes he keeps that one for next year. In further confirmation news, Vera Besarov and Yuri Leonov are indeed now working with Nina Moser. The two of them, however, have their off-ice recovery period set at a week and a half, while Moser is at the World Team Trophy with Tatiana Volzhozhar and Maxim Trankov, and later she will have hip surgery in the States. Ludmila Slova remains their choreographer, and Viktor Kurdyevtsev remains a consultant to the Russian team, so they hope to still get help from him in that capacity. Moser herself was interviewed this week, saying they'd asked her in London. She'd had to take some time to think about it to be sure she could give her best to two top pairs. She also says she doesn't have any great changes planned for Volzhar-Trenkov in the Olympic season, and has asked a good deal about the 2002 Olympics, but just says she likes both pairs involved, then goes to modern-day Canadian pairs, confirming the long-time story that at one point Ingo Stoyer was looking to pair Volzhozhar with Eric Radford. She was critical of him and Megan Duhamel, the latter especially, and said she thought Kirsten Mortowers and Dylan Moskovich were better. She's not the only Russian coach talking this week. So is Nikolai Morozov, trying to explain away how badly his skaters all flopped at Worlds, saying Florent Imodio had a back injury, so he couldn't expect much from him anyway, and is now undergoing treatment back in France. Daisuke Takahashi was fatigued, especially after his Four Continents disappointment, and is having boot problems. Alina Leonova could have done much worse than 13 after the scars the season has dealt were. Elena Ilyich and Nikita Kaslapov were fine until the short dance marks depressed them, and they never dealt with that before. He denies all claims of anyone not working hard enough or himself not having enough time for anyone. Since Ilyich and Kaslapov are sitting out the World Team Trophy, they start preparing for next season in the middle of April. Takahashi and Imodio will start at the beginning of May. He doesn't specify about Leonova, but said he thinks there being only two spots to the Olympics will spur her on, since in his view, to have any chance, she must start the season strong immediately. Daisuke Takahashi, however, himself gave an interview published this week. He called his problems purely mental, stemming from his troubles landing the quad, and also his worry after the short of dropping down far enough to lose three spots, and denied fatigue going into Worlds, but admitted it came in during his free. He also said he changed his short program music because he was having trouble connecting with it, but suffered from lack of practice with the new program. He isn't thinking about next season's music yet, but he wants it to be memorable since it may be his last season, but he actually isn't saying that for certain. Elizaveta Tektomisheva too spoke for herself, where she noted she was affected throughout Worlds by falling in the short and disappointed that she didn't finish higher, but she sees the season as still being a very good one, especially considering the state she started it in. She's already preparing for the World Team Trophy and will attend Coach Alexei Mishin's summer camps in Pinzolo, Italy, and Tartu, Estonia. And Valentin Vasiev spoke long enough to address the matter of an apparently now ex-Russian skater, or maybe not. Russian media gave him a call to ask about Polina Shilapin, and he says he hasn't heard anything from the Israeli Federation about it, and apparently they're supposed to contact him about it, even if she does have citizenship, so wouldn't actually need a release. Talking more was the head of Skate Canada, Benoit Lavoie, who after 6 years in the position is stepping down. After noting that some people are calling the worlds they just hosted the best ever, he says, "After such a wonderful week in London, I feel I have accomplished everything possible in my role as president, and now it is time for someone else to bring their energy, enthusiasm, and passion to this position." He's now going to move on to bigger fish. He wants to get involved with the ISU and work with them in developing the sport internationally. His making this announcement now means nominations can start before the general meeting in June, and the president and other vacant positions on Skate Canada's board of directors will be filled by a June 8th election. Things are looking less nice in France, however, as their big sports paper L'Équipe reports the infamous Didier Galigaud is disparaging everyone coaching the French skaters, especially the ones from their own country, who accuse him of trying to take their skaters away. Didier Lucien, the head coach in Annecy, says Galigaud's mook, Xavier Sendra, has been trying to bully student Lionel Galarangori to move to train in Paris and threatening to wreck her chances at making the Olympics if she doesn't make the move. Marilia Boucher says we likewise accuses him of forcing her students to leave Lyon and threatening to cut their support if they stay. Though presumably, he won't be sending any more of them to Pasquale Carlomengo, since he insults him, too. Amid this story, word has come to us of more misfortune to Tiffany Zahorski at the hands of Alexis Miart. It seems he came back to her, begged forgiveness for deserting her, and said he'd never do it again, and she took him back. And then the Federation sent them to Milan to train with Barbara Fuserpoli, and he ran out again before the week was out. So now she still doesn't have a partner. She's demonstrating the finstep to the ISU in London next week, and she's going to have to do it with Olivier Schoenfelder. Aside from announcing the location of Skate America, the USFSA also released the preliminary international selection pool for next season. Evan Lysacek is in it, but Johnny Weir-Voronov is not. Rachel Flatt is also not listed. From Finland comes good and bad news. Good news, they're bidding for 2016 Worlds, which makes sense since they'd already bid for 2015 Worlds, as well as to be the replacement host for 2011 Worlds. Also good news, Kira Korpi is back on the ice. She tweeted Thursday that she'd seen the doctor and he said her Achilles tendon had healed enough that she can resume skating. Bad news, word is Sarah Aghaj and UC Vilpartinen have split. Apparently they were having trouble off ice. Sad news too from Hollywood, Dorothy Hamill's dancing career has been cut short by cysts that's developed in the bottom of her spine, which not only caused her hips and back trouble, but even reverberated down to her right foot and has left her unsteady on it. Despite getting it early last week and being unable to rehearse because of it, she and Tristan McManus performed their jive Monday night, but it didn't go well at all. They got straight 5 from the judges, to much booing from the audience, and Hamill saying she was lucky to get that much. The lowest score of the week, which combined with last week's scores, dropped them into a 4-way tie for second to last. Hamill and McManus were actually called safe 10 minutes before the end of the results show, but during the final commercial break, she had to notify everyone she was withdrawing anyway on the advice of her doctor, saying by continuing, she would risk permanent damage to her nervous system and she wouldn't be able to give it her best. She announced it to the world in tears, saying, "It would be completely unfair of me to stay in this and have any of these people go home." So while the bottom two was announced, who would have gone home was not. Afterward, she said, "If I get better and Dancing with the Stars would have me, I would come back in a heartbeat." And finally, further expansion for Art on Ice. It's now going to Japan, doing matinee and evening shows in Tokyo on June 1st and 2nd, as well as usual show participants Stéphane Lambiel, Sarah Meyer, Aliona Sivchenko and Robin Silkovy, Tatiana Volzhozhar and Maxime Trankov, and aerialists Ekaterina and Alexander Chesna, and acrobats Vladimir Besedin and Alexei Polsichuk, as well as Nathalie Pachel and Fabian Borza. The Japanese cast will include Shizuka Arakawa, Miki Ando, and Yuzuru Hanyu. Music artists are British soprano Catherine Jenkins, with Arakawa and Ando confirmed as skating to her singing, and longtime Japanese pop singer Fumiya Fuji, who will also accompany Arakawa, as well as Hanyu. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.